random crowd of people?
Yeah!
Do you like School Sucks Podcasts?
Yeah!
Even more than school?
Yeah!
How'd you like to see the show produce more content?
Yeah!
Reach a bigger audience?
Yeah!
How'd you like better production quality?
Yeah!
Even bonus content?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Contribution to see all of these things happen?
Yeah.
That's okay, because now it's easier than ever to help out School Sucks Podcast. Oh, I just pooped a little.
I'm sorry, voiceover guy, did you say you just pooped a little?
Yeah, talking in this voice all the time puts a tremendous amount of stress on the human body. It's okay, I can keep going.
No, that's not really going to work for everyone around you. Look, I can probably do this myself.
Hi, this is Brett, and I'm glad that you enjoy School Sucks Podcast. If you've been listening for a while, and you find yourself learning and laughing, please consider becoming a monthly subscriber. Go to schoolsucks.podomatic.com to see all of the subscription tiers, or go to the support page on our website to just make a one-time donation. But if you can't afford to make a financial contribution, there's plenty of other ways to help. First, Facebook. Please like our School Sucks Facebook page. And once you do that, when you see School Sucks posts in your newsfeed, click like or comment or share them with your friends. It helps spread the word about the show. Second, Podomatic. Podomatic is the site that hosts our podcast feed. Rankings on Podomatic are also important to attract new listeners. When I post new shows, if you click on that link, it will take you to a Podomatic page. From there, you can like the podcast, comment on the podcast, and share it with your friends on just about any social networking site that you can imagine. Third, Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. People seem to like Twitter. And last but certainly not least, YouTube is the best option we have available right now for reaching a wider and younger audience. Please go to YouTube. It is YouTube.com/user/School Sucks Podcast and subscribe to our channel. Watch our videos, like our videos, comment on our videos, share those videos with your friends. If you can do some of these things, great. I would definitely say thank you. If you can do all of these things and I was a cross between Howard Dean, a tiger, and a bomb, I would say something like... So thank you, first of all, for thinking, second of all, for listening, and third, for your support. Please go to schoolsucksproject.com or schoolsucks.podomatic.com to learn more. This is Brett, and welcome to School Sucks Live. With me tonight, we have...
Hey, what's up? It's Mandrick.
And Osborne.
How you guys doing?
Awesome.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah? Any new exciting things happening this week?
I've just been working on Porkfest all week long, man.
That's coming up June...
It's just a month away, people.
Oh.
June 18th.
Scary.
We've all got a lot to do for that thing. You two a lot more than I do. I just have to show up there and do, a little wave.
Yeah, I'm not even doing all the hard stuff, but it still seems like just a lot of work.
Right, right. Yeah, and you have such a monumental task with your cooking, Mandrick.
Yeah, there's a lot of prep work involved with running a food stand for a week in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And then I'm also going to be on two panels. I'm going to be on the paleo panel.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is happening Wednesday during Porkfest, and the Wheels Off Liberty panel, which you also be joining me, Brett.
Yes, yes. So we might actually be on both those panels together if I can get my act together and find a way to be there for Wednesday. I don't know if that's going to happen yet or not.
Right.
But I'm speaking on Tuesday. I'm going to do this show live on Thursday after Free Talk Live, just like we are tonight.
You're going to need to find some other different co-hosts, just saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I think
I'm going to be a little busy.
That'll be a good place to track down a couple people who want to do the show. And maybe I'll grab one person and we'll just rotate a third seat.
Going to kick me out? Is that
All right, so there's the one person, and then the third seat will just rotate. If people want to come on and talk to us, they can do that. So.
I don't want to commit to anything. I'm going to just be too busy.
Sure, sure. That's no problem. So tonight on the show, I just want to tell you, we're going to talk about dropping out of high school, and we're also going to talk about, what happens when you discover the philosophy of liberty in the midst of working for the government or pursuing a job in government. For example, like public school teaching.
Well, that's a tough one.
So first, I want to just get a couple of housekeeping items out of the way that relate to this show. Last week, because it was our first try at all of this, doing a simulcast both on LRN.FM, which is where a lot of people are probably listening to us tonight. We are also streaming on schoolsucksproject.com/live, so you can watch us doing the show there, which I think is, and it's the same stream as LRN, so you will hear us through LRN on that video feed. But we wound up doing kind of like a tech show about the podcast that we were on last week, which is kind of hack, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to talk about the problems that you're having on the show. I mean, you want to acknowledge that, hey, this is work, and should be, I think, appreciated.
Hey, everybody, look at my beautiful microphone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was a first live show. There's things come up, and you know, you're still getting used to doing a live show, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think we all are, and we've had a little bit of practice at this point, but we're still having some problems figuring out all of the Ustream stuff. But one of the complaints that I got, and that's why I wanted to address it on the show, was, if you do not like the ads that Ustream plays, I will look for a solution long term to that problem, because it can be very invasive. Like, we're on our LRN, and LRN has a break every 12 or 13 minutes, which obviously is fine. But Ustream also injects commercials, and they don't pause our video while these 30-second commercials play. And in a show like this, that can be very disruptive.
Yes.
So, short-term fix, if that is just ruining your experience, what you can do is, every time LRN goes into commercial, you can refresh the Ustream page. Like, somewhere in the middle of the commercial would be preferable. Because I was watching a podcast today with a stopwatch.
Okay.
Not a podcast, but a Ustream channel with a stopwatch. They go to break every 14 minutes and 40 seconds. They have to take a 30-second commercial break, and they give you a warning.
So you did science.
Yes. Now, I just picked any old Ustream channel to do this, right? So the show is called, what was it called? Planta Vivo.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
I'm guessing that it means living planet, but I could be totally wrong. Okay, vivo is a word. Vive in Latin is life.
Sure.
So vivacious and vital.
Right.
And vive and vit both mean having to do with energy or life. So what this video is it's looks like it's about 15 frames per second.
Nice.
Maybe, 4:3 orientation. And it's a guy with a camera out his window. And it's just watching the same scenery out his window, which is like a mountain and some clouds. And you can hear like construction going on, and no one is talking.
A lot of people have cams like that.
Yeah. Now, guess. How many views? How many views for this session of the show?
Okay, 450.
Since you're asking, it must be a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So I'll go with 200.
I'll go with 1,300.
2,000 people in the chat at the time, 27,000 views for the session. Mandrick, what are we at right now?
Right now we are 13 current.
The world
we're doing well.
Is insane.
Yes.
The world is insane.
Oh. Well, another example, my buddy John Shaw has a YouTube account.
Yeah.
He has one video with millions of views.
Yeah.
And this video is of a baby goat.
Oh.
Doing nothing in particular. Just a baby goat.
Really?
Yeah.
Just make a cat video. That's guaranteed.
Yeah,
noise.
Cat video. You can do anything, and it just has to have a cat in it.
Right.
What else do people like besides cats?
People getting kicked in the nuts.
Kicked in the nuts and
one.
Cats. Yeah.
They like that stuff.
Cleavage, I'm guessing.
I like cats. I'll take cats over any of those. I like the kitty cat videos. They're cute.
Yeah, but I post a video about, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
The three of us. Not a hit.
I didn't even watch it, honestly. You're like, hey, share this with your friends. And I was like, that's okay.
No.
Dead people.
Not really.
Not videos of dead people, but videos about people who have died.
Or like horrible accidents.
Check it out. Gardner Goldsmith is the master of this. Whenever someone dies that he likes, he does a podcast about them. Gets hundreds of thousands of downloads.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I see, but I try to put buzzwords in, like Elizabeth Warren, the she's running for Senate in Massachusetts, something. I don't know. Who cares? Yeah. Right? But there's this scandal about her because she said she was a Native American to get, you know, like assistance through that. But it turns out that she wasn't. She had made that up. So she's like a real hot topic in the crazy empty echo chamber of the mainstream media right now. So I put her name in the title of the video.
And how many hits
did you get? I don't know. I did that.
Wait. What? How many hits did I get?
Yeah.
In like a day?
Yeah.
35.
35 hits?
35.
And that was Brett just hitting F5 over and over again.
I do watch my videos a couple of times. You know, I want them to be better. Even if they're just simple, like, you know, show previews.
You have great editing skills. Whether it's audio or video or both, you're really good at editing. I mean, I think that's part of the reason why your show...
You're the best, Brett.
Thanks.
It's so popular. I'm being honest.
So that's,
I like your production value.
That's the topic for the first segment has been addressed and I think covered sufficiently here. Sure. What the point was that please bear with us as far as we learning this new stuff is concerned, and hopefully that little trick with Ustream of just refreshing during the LRN commercials will make that a more enjoyable experience, because we want you to see us. You know, I think that this is a neat. Feature here to be able to do a video show. But the cool thing is, Ustream has just a little bit of a delay. So you can call us. You can Skype in.
Yeah, you want to give the number out here?
Yeah, School Sucks Live, if you want to call us through Skype, or 843-JOIN, JOINSSP, for School Sucks Project or School Sucks Podcast. And we'd be happy to take your calls. I mean, we have some things we want to cover tonight, but I would say your calls come first. Has anyone ever said that?
I would think so.
It's been said.
Is that copyrighted?
Someone's got to, you know, answer it. Otherwise, it's just going to sit there and ring.
Right.
Because we don't have a producer.
Yeah. So we don't screen any calls. We bring you right on with us when we see you on the screen. So
when you see them.
So I thought I would just get started here, since we're waiting for calls, with this email that I received today from a listener named Katie. It goes like this. Last fall, I was planning to enter a credentialing program to become a public school teacher. After learning about voluntarism and the non-aggression principle, I could not morally justify involving myself whatsoever in the public school system.
Ooh.
I also... considered being a Montessori teacher, but that too seemed more rigidly structured than I was comfortable with.
Oh, this is interesting.
We're going to leave it there for right now. We'll come back. 843-JOIN-SSP. We're here till midnight. Please give us a call. This is School Sucks Live. Everybody, and welcome back to School Sucks Live. I'm Brett. With me tonight,
hey Mandrick
and Osborne.
All right,
I just said hey Mandrick. I didn't mean
that's okay. Hey,
hey,
and then your name.
I'm just talking to myself.
Sure, that's no problem.
All right.
So, look, I just want to pick that back up from the beginning. If you're just joining us, I'm reading an email from a listener who wanted some advice. She had discovered the philosophy of liberty while really pursuing a path that was going to lead to teaching in the government schools. Now, once you understand some of these ideas, that this can really disrupt those career plans. I know it started to happen for me even before I fully understood what we often just use the umbrella term libertarianism, which really, with a big L, means nothing anymore. But I think as a philosophy, that word still has some meaning. I know some people don't like it, but voluntarism is probably a better choice.
Because like you look at like Bob Barr, the libertarian candidate from 2000, he just endorsed Romney. So
yes, and I said this a couple weeks ago on Free Talk Live too. Like, please, if you don't know what libertarianism means, don't call yourself a libertarian, Bill Maher,
For that matter, don't call yourself anything for which you do not know the meaning.
Sure.
Right? Like, I am a kumquat.
That's fruit.
Yeah, okay. Now I know. So okay. I won't say that anymore.
Right, right. So I just want to, if you're just joining us, that's what we're doing. And I'd only gotten a paragraph into it before the break, so I want to pick it back up at the beginning. It says, "Hi, Brett. Last fall, I was planning to enter a credentialing program to become a public school teacher, but after learning about volunteerism and the non-aggression principle, I could not morally justify involving myself whatsoever in the public school system. I also considered becoming a Montessori teacher, but that, too, seemed more rigidly structured than I was comfortable with. I want to educate, but I do not feel qualified to do so, and I have absolutely no idea where to go from here. Do you have any advice for an aspiring freedom promoter and or education facilitator? Should I get credentials, become a tutor, choose a specific discipline to teach, and study accordingly? Absorb myself in liberty-related books and podcasts, travel around handing out flyers and bumper stickers that promote the School Sucks Project to students around the country?"
There you go, Brett.
That you think that should be my advice to her?
Yeah, that should be advice to everybody.
Yes. What are you doing? You're not happy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a pile of stickers.
Okay. And flyers.
Right. I like stickers.
Okay.
Stick them.
Say it.
No, don't do it.
No, we're not going to get all campy and say that. We really like, just if you're just new, we really like the guy who does the voice work for LRN.
Don't speak for me on this one.
I'm really into him. I think he has a...
His name is Zeus.
Oh, you're talking about Zeus? Yeah. Oh, I love Zeus.
He's got a great voice, and I find myself imitating him when I'm in the car by myself.
Yes.
So that's when you know you've really got a catchy voice. But he says stickers, and I just couldn't walk around saying that all day. But yeah. So, I mean, that's not something that I think would be the best course of action for a person to do, even though it would be greatly appreciated. So she goes on to say, "Anything. All I want to do is make a difference wherever and however I can. I hope this doesn't sound like I'm asking you to be my personal career planner, but I was hoping you might know of some possible avenues I can take that will facilitate education without schooling." And I think that's a very important distinction. You know, yeah. The sooner people can make that, the better.
Well, good news for her. I am actually a personal career planner as of right now. So
great. So why don't you start as far as how we can help her out with some advice?
Well, it's really hard to get into this, like the specifics, without having her on the phone or something. I mean,
her name is Katie. And Katie, okay. I did ask her permission to read this on the air tonight. So, Katie, if you're listening, feel free to give us a call. I'll keep my eye open if your call comes in, and we will put you right on with us tonight. But, you know,
maybe we could deconstruct it, like, from the beginning.
Okay.
Like, for example, she was planning on becoming a public school teacher until she discovered the ideas of liberty.
Sure.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about what that means to be someone who understands these principles working for the state.
Yeah, she probably has a lot of conflict now. She's probably feeling really conflicted about all this because here she who knows how long she had this thought about being a teacher, and now she comes to the ideas of liberty, and it's like, I don't really want to do this anymore.
So,
right. I mean, do you feel like there's no job that you could do for the government? Because where I'm thinking is that maybe like being a firefighter.
Sure.
You know, okay. That's a job that people would have in a free world.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it probably would work kind of the same.
Right.
Whereas, like, being a paid killer for the military or indoctrinating children in these prison camps is on the side that you wouldn't want to participate in.
And we would still see schools maybe that in some ways look like they do today, not as far as what the messages are or what's really happening there with the indoctrination and all of that soul-crushing boredom. Let's go ahead and take a call, and then we'll pick this back up. Hello, you're on School Sucks Live. Who's this?
Hi, Brad. It's Katie.
Hi, Katie. Thank you.
Great.
We were hoping you would call in and shed some light.
Well, this could be a different Katie.
Oh, Katie, is this the Katie who wrote the email?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to give us a little backstory? Maybe tell us a little bit more about how you came to the philosophy of liberty and like what has happened since then or what's developed?
I've never really liked the idea of public school, but I just didn't really look at the particular why.
Yeah.
And I met a friend who kind of introduced me to the world of libertarianism and, you know, what idea. It's like I kind of had all these ideas in my head, but I didn't really words to put them into. And so, you know, after listening to your show and some of Stefan Molyneux and all those kind of things, I thought, oh, well, I could be a public school teacher. At least, you know, I could make a little bit of difference for some kids, you know. But then kind of the more I listened to your show, I realized that's probably not the best way to go about it.
Now, could you go in and make a little bit of a difference before you were fired and taken out of the building by police?
Sure.
You know, maybe for a couple weeks, maybe for a couple months, maybe for a year. But, you know, for me, like involving yourself in a system like that, what kind of cost, what kind of price do you want to pay for that? You know, how small do you want to feel? And
right.
I think that when people say, you know, you need to, we get this idea from, you need to work within the system to change the system.
Yeah.
Basically, mm-hmm. what they're saying to you is shut up.
Right.
You know, if you don't like the system, we're fine with it, and you're making us uncomfortable. So if you don't like it, go fail at changing it. Go exhaust yourself trying to change it and realize that you can't. But seriously, we're very comfortable with exactly how things are. I mean, certainly it's not perfect, but we can just, you know, look in the other direction.
Yeah.
And she
would have to go, Katie, you would have to go through jump through all these hoops to get all these credentials. And then for what? I mean, how could you really express the ideas of liberty to students or teach the way you want to? I mean, how would,
right.
that wouldn't go over too well at all.
Katie, hold that thought for a minute. We're going to hold you over and we'll bring you back in a few minutes. This is School Sucks Live. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, this is Brett, and welcome back to School Sucks Live. With me tonight,
I'm Andrick here,
and Osborne,
and we also have Katie on the phone. Katie, you still with us?
Yes.
Excellent, mm-hmm. excellent. So, Mandrick, you were asking a question when we were interrupted before. So, do you want to just recap that for us?
Yeah, I was just wondering, were you feeling a lot of conflict when you, like, inner conflict when you realized that? You probably spent all the, did you grow up like you always wanted to be a teacher kind of situation? And that's, was it something like that?
It actually always kind of like a plan B for me. Like
okay.
I always thought like, oh, when I'm a lot older, I might want to like fall back on teaching. I think it'd be something that I would enjoy. But, I actually, you know, I was unemployed and I wanted to travel. So I ended up going to Korea for 2 years to teach English. And, I really enjoyed it. And so coming back, I kind of was trying to, my big dilemma was whether to teach high school or elementary school. And then, you know, when I started looking into programs, I started kind of hearing more about these ideas. And then I was like, wait, I don't think I want to do either of those.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But you weren't like in the middle of college and invested all this time into.
No, I actually graduated 6 years ago. I have a degree in Spanish,
okay.
So that hasn't really helped me much.
It must have helped you in Korea, though.
Yeah, I guess languages. actually, it did, because learning languages, like, once you learn one, it's a lot easier to learn another one.
That's true. So. You're right.
I would be really surprised, but that's... new information to me, because I would think that Spanish, being a Romance language, very close to Latin
and Greek,
and Greek and Italian and Portuguese, would be very easy to learn. And I would think that then trying to, what was the language you said? Korean.
Korean, yeah.
Now is that a symbol based language?
It's phonetic, but they don't use the alphabet. They use different symbols, but it is phonetic, so it's pretty, yes, you can learn to pronounce it in a matter of days. They have like 28 letters, I think.
Oh, because I always tell kids, if they're learning these Eastern languages, it's not going to be very helpful for them on the SAT, like Mandarin, but that's up. So I learned something tonight. Korean is a phonetic language. I did not know that.
Cool. So what? Why did you come back, Katie? What were you missing? You said you enjoyed that experience. You clearly were missing something and you came back. What is it you're looking for?
I didn't want to stay there forever. So When I came back, I kind of didn't know what I wanted to do. I had saved money from working there. So that's kind of where, like, right now I'm nannying and I love it. It's not something that I can make a career out of.
I'm sorry, you're what?
So. Nannying.
Nanny, I'm a nanny.
Nanny. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So you love that, but it's not paying enough. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you enjoy being around kids.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. I would have, well.
Yeah, and I also.
I was gonna say I would advise against the bumper sticker no? the bumper sticker traveling career. I'm gonna say no to that one. Just
no, I love to travel so much.
Yeah, but I know the feeling, and I also know the frustration of trying to spread the message even to the people that we're supposed to be the most comfortable around. Once you learn this stuff, you really want to be able to communicate it effectively to other people. And
right.
It mm-hmm. seems like being a teacher would be a really great way to do that. And by the time, now, first of all, I've been so all over the place in the last 10 years. I have to tell you, I'm no one to give career advice, but I did realize when I was in graduate school, where I already had a couple years in education, and I was getting, I was learning a lot working in a residential school, but I was also learning a lot about the public schools through, what I was doing out in Vermont. And I was, for work, and then I was going to school in Western Massachusetts to get a master's in educational leadership, and I would hear these horror stories that people would tell about the public schools, because they already worked in the public schools, and I was really turned off to that, and I found a way to start making a career for myself in private school, but it's still, I couldn't do it, it was even in private school, I think, was.
Yeah.
But that was a real conflict, because that was the time that I was starting to realize all of these things, and I think it was 2006, when I started getting into shows like Wes Bertrand's work, Complete Liberty, and Free Talk Live, it was kind of like the point of no return. I knew that career path was not going any further because the ideas were too powerful, and I couldn't stay in that institutionalized school setting. And I mean, the truth is, I owe every kid that I ever taught an apology, for the way I taught. I think I was,
Yeah, but you have to look back on your own self, though.
Sure.
From back then. I mean, you didn't know then what you know now.
No, yeah.
Right? I mean, right. And you were brainwashed as a kid, too, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, these schools are filled with people who just really don't know that much, you know, I mean, most people it's no slight against teachers. And I think a lot of teachers are in that profession because they care about kids and they feel the same way we do as far as wanting to make a positive difference, but they just get kind of consumed by that system. And, it's very hard to maintain that enthusiasm long term. And it just kind of, eventually they just get beaten down and wind up being perpetuators of the system.
I would imagine that would just completely wear you out. Just.
Yeah.
Eventually okay, whatever. We'll just go along with this.
So it's definitely, and I was, you said you graduated from high school 5 years ago, Katie, or college?
From college.
5 years
Six
ago.
6 years ago.
6 years ago. Okay. So, I mean, this was about the time in my life, 3-4 years ago, around, late 20s, where I was making a transition, and I really got into tutoring and I really liked it. And I don't know if that would be for everybody. It wasn't enough for me, which is why I eventually started this podcast, which I found, satisfied a lot of my needs to communicate these ideas in a way that I certainly couldn't do it while I was an SAT tutor or a college consultant. But I'd like to hear a little bit from you guys first, and then from Katie. Like, where were you when you started to get this stuff?
I feel like I was born that way, right? But I think similar to what Katie was describing, that the way they teach you, right? You're supposed to be in one of these boxes with the R or the D,
mm-hmm, sure.
Right? And so I was just always assumed I was supposed to be in the R box, and I never understood why I kept getting kicked out of clubs and meetings. And then it wasn't until after I graduated from high school and was in college that I realized, I guess I don't have to be in one of these boxes. I can just be me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just actually kind of curious. I could share my experience, but I'm just really curious about with Katie, if she's thought any more on this since she sent the email. Like, is there anything that you've come up with ideas for a career, something that you can do that you love and make a living off of too?
Well, I mean, you know, tutoring has definitely been something I've considered, even like therapy too. You know, I've always been really interested in psychology and, you know, a lot of these ideas, you know, nonviolent communication and stuff like that. I think if, especially if people are going to therapy, they're seeking assistance already. So you kind of, they're already more open to certain ideas. I think that.
Oh yeah. And I think, I think that's great because so much with therapy is it's like, oh, just get medicated and you'll feel better. Whereas if with talk therapy, you can resolve a lot of issues, you know, at the root and actually be able to heal, you know, internally and then, you know, not need to rely on these drugs to feel a certain way, you know? So, yeah, I think that's great. I love that. I mean, if that's something that you would really like to do and you could do that on your own, right? I mean, I guess you would still have to get certification. In a way, unless you did some kind of actress thing, but even that would be scary.
Yeah.
Like in some ways, I don't know. I don't know how you would brand yourself so you could do that legally or whatever.
Katie, we're gonna hold we're gonna hold you just for one more to make sure we you know, get through this, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. This is School Sucks Live. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, this is Brett. Welcome back to School Sucks Live for Thursday, the 17th of May. I'm Brett.
Oh, yeah. This is Mandrick.
And Osborne.
I like the way you introduced yourself.
I'm trying to do something different every time, in case you didn't notice.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got Katie on the phone. Let's bring her back. Katie, you still with us?
Yes.
All right. So, Jason, you had some thoughts on this?
Oh, I was just going to talk about what the decisions I made in my life that were facing me when I was in the same position as
Katie. Sure.
And I went the direction of not doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And just making money instead and paying other people to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I was going to be a professor of economics and write books that everybody would read and change the world and all this other nonsense that didn't happen. And what I discovered was students don't actually pay attention to what you say, and nobody reads your books, at least when you're me. So I said, okay, well, I'll just go do something I do better, exercising a little comparative advantage there. And I found Free Talk Live folks and decided to support them because they were doing what I had always wanted to do, and people like Stefan Molyneux and Brett here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a much more productive use of my time. So I don't know, maybe you want to think about something like that as well.
Yeah. And I want to make sure that it never feels like what you're doing is some kind of sacrifice. I mean, that's the worst. You don't want to be, sacrificing. You don't want to, that's not the purpose of any of this. And certainly, you know, I've made some choices where, I could have found a lot more economic security had I gone forward with where I, you know, the track that I was on 7 or 8 years ago in graduate school. And I mean, I could be a public school administrator now, you know, making six figures and having no fear in the world of losing my job, regardless of, you know, what happens to the economy.
Nice retirement when you're done.
Yeah. Or if I, you know, set up cameras in the girls and boys locker rooms and set off fireworks in my office. As long as, actually, I'm not sure if administrators get unionized, but you know, it's very hard to fire people who work within that system once they are part of these unions. So there's a tremendous amount of job security there, and but that's no kind of sacrifice, because I think I would just really be so conflicted if that's what I was doing with my life, regardless of whatever the rewards were. I mean, I don't think it was ever. I never had a payday that gave me the same satisfaction as, you know, finishing some kind of something that I saw was an accomplishment. So, but I certainly understand Osborne's point that he was still able to participate, and through all of his participation, which, you know, made him very popular and successful in this movement. And now I think you're doing more of maybe what you had wanted to do a while ago.
Yeah, like, do a little bit on the side, still, so you still get your fix, but at the same time, you still...
Yeah.
Katie, it sounds like, I mean, you say you do nanny work now, and you've thought about being a teacher. It sounds like you really get a lot out of just, you know, being able to help other people in ways. I mean, do you really enjoy doing that? Is that something?
Yeah, absolutely.
That feels fulfilling to you? I just when you mentioned the idea about therapy, and you said you're a fan of nonviolent communication. I think that's awesome. I think it's like the amount of the impact you could have on a individual by, you know, per individual basis. I think that'd be awesome. But I mean, I guess ultimately it's up to you what you want to do and everything. What kind of role and how much do you want government involved in what you're doing? I mean, because no matter what, it's going to be involved in some level. You know, even I do agorist cooking and other things, and it's just like, you know, I still drive on the roads to get to where I'm going and things like that. It's,
yeah. So, Katie, before we let you go, what other thoughts do you have? I mean, I hope we've been somewhat helpful here, but what else do you want to add?
I don't know. I can't think of anything at the moment.
Well, I'll tell you this. You are out in California, right? Is it okay that I say that?
Right.
Is it okay if I say where you are in California?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sandy, you said we exchanged a little email, and I mentioned the San Diego Complete Liberty meetup group, which, as far as Liberty meetup groups go, I would certainly love to be right in the middle of that one. I know a few of the people who are involved in that, and I am a good friend of the man who started that, Wes Bertrand, from the Complete Liberty podcast. So,
I actually met him a month or two ago.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
he was in town.
Did he tell you about? There's a lot of things like that Wes is involved with. I also do like you said, nonviolent communication. We have a weekend Google Hangout too. There's a couple different things for people, you know, different interests.
Do you feel like you're having a lot of dialogue about this, you know, conflict that you're having with like-minded people? I mean, or are you feeling like you're keeping this to yourself a little bit?
Oh.
No, I feel like talking to my family and my close friends and stuff, they're pretty, like, they're in agreement. And they're like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, you know, so.
Well, that's nice to have that support.
It's nice. I don't feel like I have to, like, you know, be careful what I say around people, so.
Well, that's
nice.
that's great.
That's a good position to be in, where, you know, the relationships, or, you know, relationships in quotes, is not dependent. The success or the placidity of those relationships is not dependent on what you don't say. So, Katie, thank you so much for your call, and please feel free to correspond with me via email. And I hope you get involved out there in San Diego. And we would look forward to hearing from you again in the future.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Katie.
Have a good night. Okay. So, it's
difficult. What's that number again, real quick?
Yeah. 843-JOIN-SSP. You can also Skype in.
I thought you were asking for Katie's number.
No.
You can also Skype in School Sucks Live. We'd be happy to take your call about anything. But, I mean, where were you when this happened, when you started to understand these things? Were you – I mean, I had people come up to me after I gave a talk at Porkfest, I think, last year. We did a little education panel, and somebody approached me afterwards and was talking about being a public school teacher in New York and putting up some kind of resistance to what was going on there, and how hard, you know, it had made his life. But once you're in there, it's going to be hard either way, right? Because you're going to have to, I don't want to use the word sacrifice, but you're going to have to readjust your life to having a lot less income if you leave, and obviously a lot less security with any non-government job.
Yeah, you know, you can be fired at any time, laid off.
Yeah, and that just doesn't happen with government work. It's very, very difficult to fire people. Or you can stay, and you have the suffering in silence kind of thing, which is very difficult. Or you can start to resist. And that's actually going to take us into the next thing that I wanted to talk about, where somebody who made a decision, not as a teacher, but as a student, to get away from what he felt was a very destructive environment, public school, and kind of went out on his own because the school was stopping him from doing his independent study, the things that he was interested in, the things that he wanted to acknowledge, areas that he wanted to expand to build a career. You know, and school was just something that was getting in the way, so he moved on to do something else. And this is from the Innovative Educator.
This is about the guy that he dropped out, right? Is this what you were talking about?
Yeah, and we're not going to do this. Is a long article. I'll link to it in the show notes. But it's called "Dropping Out Was a Great Idea." Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to cover this on the show today is this is something that I've been a little apprehensive about being real firm one way or the other about.
Well, there's a lot of stigma behind you're a dropout. Oh,
sure, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of that. But it's funny. People ask me, hey, if you could go back, you know, to your teenage years, what's the first thing you would do? And, you know, without a doubt, you know, not missing a beat, I'm like, drop out of high school. First thing I would do, drop out of school or whatever I'm in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I can understand why you wouldn't want to come out and say that because, I don't know, you need to, you don't know the individual, you don't know, like, what their ambitions are, or
yeah,
maybe they're just so downtrodden from being in public school for so long that they just they feel like they don't have any value.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just kind of been beaten out of them, I guess you could say, by the system.
And I don't want to give somebody the position where they, you know, or the advice that winds up being like, let's drop out of life, like Osborne said.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's take a call. Hello, you're on School Sucks Live. Who's this?
This is John. I teach in New York.
Oh, hey, John. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh,
who am I talking to?
This is Brett, and I'll tell you what, John, hang on the line for a couple minutes, and we'll bring you right back after the break. Can you do that for us?
I certainly can.
Okay, this is School Sucks Live, 843, join SSP. You can Skype in, School Sucks Live, all one word. We'll be back in a bit.